Good morning, good afternoon, gorgeous goddess sisters. Hello, hello, Luanne Marine here. Happy Tuesday, wherever you are in the world. I am doing the Path to Purpose message. I've just come off doing a sharing a hand analysis session with someone, and it's been just wanted to share about our Awaken Your Path to Purpose event that we had here on the weekend. Coming off that, it was amazing. We had 11 beautiful sisters come in and learn about their foundational path. Four paths: School of Service, School of Love, School of Peace, and School of Wisdom. And really going deep with that. So much so that I'm going to put another event on for 10 women only in a month. So look out for that. I'm just shuffling our cards today. Today I'm using the same deck I had last week, one I created, Goddess on Purpose Oracle deck. So as I'm doing this and just check in right now, if you're watching the replay, what message do I need to hear today? What guidance that is going to inspire me into taking action on my purpose? So let me begin. You can choose one, two, or three, or have the whole three. Let's just choose three. And welcome to our new sisters in here. Yay and yay. Okay, so I've got three here. Beautiful Goddess on Purpose Oracle deck. Currently in this form now, but I'm using the big cards today. So our first card, if you've chosen one, two, or three, check in. Just check in, first instinct, what you need to know. Okay, the first card today is Prove. I love this card. It's the feather there. You can see the blue sky, and it says, you have nothing to prove to anyone but yourself, dear one. Time to lighten up and be gentle with yourself. And it comes back to a conversation I was having earlier about someone who's saying, oh my gosh, you know, she really has a message to help other people, and she really is a truth teller. And so she was feeling like the truth that she's speaking to someone, it's just, they don't want to know. They don't want to know, right? So, it's, you know, we kind of have to prove what we know. And so I just mentioned to her, I said, you know what? Not everyone is your audience. So this pertains, think about your purpose. And if you've got a message to share with people, and, you know, first of all, we try sharing things with our family and those close to us, and not the reaction is not always what we expected. And there's a lot of reasons for that. Sometimes it's to help us grow. Sometimes they're just not at the same level. Sometimes they just don't want, they just don't care. And this is kind of what I said to her. It's like, speak your message to those who want to hear it. Find the right audience, because not everybody is on the same level. And not saying once she's up here and they're down there. No, we're all equal. We are all human beings on this planet. But some people's level of consciousness just won't hear what she wants to say. She's such a beautiful, loving woman and has a lot to share. So she didn't have anything to prove to them. Find your audience. So pretty simple today. And I love the feather, because it's like, you know, the feather when you think about your intuition. If you see feathers on the ground, you know, that's a confirmation that whatever you're thinking at the moment, your thought is actually true, and your loved one's is helping you. So if you see feathers around, that is, you don't need to prove that to other people. You know yourself. So our second card today is Provide. Provide. Right, look at that little angel. She's bringing up a little gift here, and I can't see who's on there. Hello to whoever's joined us live. And the message says, everything is always provided to you, Goddess. Open and expand your awareness. Reach out, it is there. And so sometimes when we, the word that's coming up, hello Fiona, the word that's coming up when I see this today is the word scarcity, right? And that scarcity, that there's not enough resources for you, there's not enough for other people. My puppy. So everything is provided to you. Now, it is actually when you really think about it, right? I'm talking soul purpose here. When we have a soul purpose and we want to express that, and sometimes we don't know exactly how to do it. You know, we have this big vision, we have this big dream. This card is for you. If you find yourself in this place, in this space right now, everything is provided. You are going to meet somebody. You're going to go and read that book that's on your shelf that you bought a couple of years ago, but you didn't have the time. And the answer is the answer you were searching for is in that book. But just know, just the expectation that you will be provided for is enough, right? Again, that scarcity thing that, they've got all the, it works out for them, but not for me. No, that's not true. Well, for me, it's not true. It's taking that higher vibrational look, changing the energy around it, and expect everything to come. And be, I think I said it last week, it's like, you know, the universe or the God or creator, he has our order. We have our intention. We've sent our intention out. And then it's like, yeah, they're backing up the truck. They're putting all the good stuff in to deliver to you. But when doubt comes in, it goes, oh, she doesn't want that anymore. Okay, we'll just put that to the side for when she really does want it. So just trust. It is a trusting exercise that everything's going to be provided for you. You know, I'm teaching hand analysis to a lot of students at the moment. That's why I'm seeing you here, Fiona. And it's like one thing I know when I was doing this, like, oh, I wonder who's going to want to know this. I just expected that people would be lining up, and they kind of were, but I also knew that it's not for everybody. So the ones who want what you've got to, you know, what you have, are going to be there. I'm just going to shut that door because it's freezing here in Melbourne. It is freezing. So there you go. Oh God, I have to cut this video. Everything's going to be provided. Third card. I hope that makes sense. The third card. Oh, so I love this one. This is primal. If you've chosen the third card, right, just notice the red here, the energy. It's very grounding. It's also coming up. It's very, she's got her arms stretched up. So the actual message is, tap into the wild woman within. It is safe to be who you really are and show this side of you. And so when I see this card, I feel passion, I feel driven, I feel activating. So this is for you, right? And perhaps you're watching this, it's like, oh God, you know, you're feeling a little bit down, the weather, you live in Melbourne and it's terrible weather and it's cold, I don't feel like doing anything. Go deeper. It is like put on some really funky music and move your body, especially if you're watching this and you're in a feminine body, the feminine loves to move. And even so, again, I'm talking about this weekend, and I always put on a really primal song at the beginning, just so everybody can come in. And what happens is we are so conditioned to not open up our mouth, okay? So if you've done kind of feminine work in a way, we've always, especially the feminine, we're like, we can't scream, we can't get angry, we can't, and that's BS, we can. And we are, and we have been, and you know, when I started doing goddess work many, many years ago, that was the, you know, we were all just nice, and we'd come in and be like, oh yes, we're just doing some, smelling some oils. As the classes got on and I went into deeper work, it's like scream, let it out in a safe environment. I'm not saying go upstairs and your kids in the next room and just scream your lungs out. No, be safe about it. But this energy, to me, when I see this one, whoever is watching this on the third card, it's containment. Now, there is a good way to be contained, and then there's a way of just containing it and not expressing your feelings. Be safe. So again, this is the time where you want to, and you can do it just by writing, right? You can write in the notes, like writing all the, it's not just the bad stuff, it's just writing, expressing how you truly feel. I want to shake you. I want to just go, come on, let's do it. What I was talking about with the mouth thing. So we were all dancing, we're all just moving in this music. And I'm like, open your mouth. Because everyone's like, I'm like, open your mouth, breathe. Like, open your mouth, make a sound. Okay, it's okay. Right, imagine if you know, when you're having a baby, you know, for those who have given birth, it's like you are screaming, it hurts, But again, there's a way of bringing that energy through. And this is what it feels. It feels like stuck energy. Just let it out in a safe place. So those are our cards today, gorgeous one. Sorry about the interlude and letting Nala in. Nothing to prove. You have nothing to prove, right? Everything's going to be provided for you. Just expect it and take action towards it. Don't just go sit there like the secret and go, it's going to come, but really change that vibration and bit of movement. Time to bit of shake things up. We need to shake things up. So I hope that makes sense. Let me know. And until next week, I'll be coming in this week and just sharing some more about purpose, about hands, where there's the new webinar that is up, the new training about how to decode and find your purpose using hand analysis. And also, if you are in Melbourne, or if you want to come and fly over and come and spend the day with us all, with 10 people, I will be putting up a new event in about 4 weeks. So we have them on Saturdays. All right, darlings, that's it from me. Bye for now.